Welcome to Cattle HQ, a podcast from industry experts and progressive producers discussing cutting-edge info about the cow-calf sector to keep cattlemen and women in the know and positively affect their bottom line.
Welcome to Cattle HQ, brought to you by South Dakota State University Extension. I am Madison Kavarna, a beef nutrition field specialist based out of Watertown. I am joined by a colleague and a fellow Cattle HQ podcast team member, Addie Womack. But now Addie Stamps, because she recently got married. So update for us. But Addie is SDSU Extension's Livestock Production and Stewardship Field Specialist based out of Mitchell. She also has an important role as South Dakota's BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance, for those who are less familiar, as our coordinator. Her and I wanted to come together to share some information about a upcoming event that Addie is planning called the Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference. So Addie, first off, could you share with the listeners and myself a little bit more about the Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference, what it is, maybe what it's about, and you know, who's responsible for hosting this thing?
Yeah, so the Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference is a regional event that is put on every year. You know, they kind of go off of where they were the last year, where they have been, haven't been in a while. And then they plan what we're going to be talking about based on where we are. So for our particular conference, we're going to focus on biosecurity and grazing management. But like if you went to a Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference in Utah, your topics may be a little bit different. So while it is kind of a national event, it's regionally based, so they focus on where they're at. It is a conference that talks about cattle handling and cattle welfare, really any big issues that we've seen in the past years. This conference is put on by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or NCBA, and they partner with Neogen, and then whichever state that they are working with, they typically work with the BQA coordinator. So for South Dakota, that's me. And then we were able to get some local sponsors here in South Dakota. So we have the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition, Kent Feeds, Farm Credit Services of America, and Ag Week.
Yeah, I think all of the things you kind of mentioned, it's a cool conference to kind of hear about, and the fact that it is, you know, it's kind of developed by that national team, but they definitely tap on not only the folks in their states, but also just a more regional focus too, is always kind of nice with, you know, these, there's a lot of things that go into stockmanship and stewardship, and how you interpret that state to state can be a little different. So it's cool to see that they're working pretty closely with you, and that you were able to get some local buy-in from people as well. But I remember some rumblings of you hearing that this 2025 Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference is in Watertown, South Dakota, and this is the first time it's been hosted in South Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. And then kind of going off of that, if that's true, kind of when, where, I guess, in Watertown, and when will it be for this year?
Yeah, so it is in Watertown. And this is the first time that the conference has ever been in South Dakota. So that's really exciting. And it's the first time that it's been in our region in a while, too. So we're hoping to kind of draw in a big group of people. It is at the Coddington County Extension Complex. They're in Watertown. And so then for Friday, part of the day, we'll be out on farm, and then we'll head back to the extension complex. And then Saturday, we'll do some livestock handling demonstrations out at the rodeo complex.
Yeah, the Derby Downs, I think, is what we kind of talked about once upon a time. kind of tentatively, I remember kind of talking briefly about that, I suppose. But you kind of mentioned maybe a Friday, Saturday type of event. What kind of Friday, Saturday are we looking at? Is it, I believe, the end of June, correct?
Yes. So the beginning kind of pre-conference part of it is going to be June 26th. So that's on a Thursday. And that will be a train the trainer event that is focused more towards veterinarians, educators, extension professionals. So we're going to be training people who will then go out and train others. So that'll be on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday is kind of the meat of the conference, open to anybody who wants to come, producers, industry professionals, kids, students. Everybody. And so that'll be Friday, June 27th, and Saturday, June 28th.
Yeah, get some fun in right before the 4th of July weekend, right? Be
Yeah.
able to come out to Watertown, see the sights, and then get home to ring in July 4th. So kind of a good little weekend getaway before a maybe a bigger vacation week too, or maybe some folks that are coming in a little earlier than that can spend some time with us here at the Extension Complex and get some good knowledge, I guess, shared with us. And you've kind of been hinting at some of the things that are going to be kind of happening during the conference itself. And I can only imagine it's going to be jam-packed full of great information over kind of that 2 day span. Three, if you come to that kind of pre-conference training there. But would you want to run us through the schedule and maybe some parts of it that you're most excited for?
Yeah, we'll kind of go through a couple of the things. So, like I said, Friday morning, first thing will be on farm. They're with working with a local producer around the Watertown area, and we are going to talk about biosecurity, which seems sometimes like it could be an overwhelming topic or something that, people kind of dread, because when you talk about biosecurity, you immediately think, oh my gosh, well, something bad is happening, and now we need a biosecurity plan. But that's kind of what we're wanting to avoid. So, teaching the basics of biosecurity and some daily biosecurity things that you can put in place on your operation. And we're hoping that seeing it in person will help everybody to see that, like, these plans you can put in place, and maybe it's not as overwhelming, and they will work with you day to day. So for that, we're going to have the South Dakota State Vet, Beth Thompson, and then the NCBA, one of their veterinarians on staff, Julia Herman. And then we'll head back into town, back into Watertown, for the rest of the conference. And that Friday night, we will have Colin Woodall, who is the NCBA CEO. So that's kind of exciting that he's coming out to South Dakota, and he is going to give the keynote presentation talking about the importance of BQA and the checkoff program, and then kind of touch on a little bit more of that biosecurity and why we want to talk about that as of right now. Okay, so then Saturday morning, we'll start out with some grazing rotations. We've got somebody coming in from Iowa State University, Sandy Smart, our own SDSU extension, talk about the importance of grasslands. So we'll kind of have that perspective, and then we'll talk about grazing cover crops and making the most of crop residues, and then round that out with grazing management planning, and then we'll have a panel of winners of the Environmental Stewardship Award program, so ESAP award winners, and we'll have a couple of those from different states. They'll be coming in to talk to us, which is exciting. And then we'll finish out the conference with Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, who are pretty well-known cattle handling demonstrators. They do demonstrations all across the country. I was able to see them again, I think last week, whenever they talked to the BQA coordinators, we had our meeting, and they are just phenomenal at what they do. They work with cattle basically every day. They work with facility design, and so being able to see them is a really good experience. We will have where you can take your BQA test at the end of Saturday. So if you're needing certified, you can get that as well.
I was going to say the I pulled up the schedule too while you were talking through it, and there's a lot of things, you talked about a whole lot, But there's also several other kind of little kind of tidbit informational type things that, maybe we'll leave as little teasers for people to go when they go to register, go to determine more information, they can kind of find all the little hidden Easter eggs we've got everywhere else. And, you kind of mentioned that on-farm location, it's to be announced as of right now. Again, kind of a little teaser to keep people interested. So keep your fingers on the pulse there to see where Addie's going to take everybody to kind of run through that biosecurity plan. I'm sure it'll be a great location to represent South Dakota and kind of our local producers here. So I'm excited to see where you go and where we end up taking everybody to kind of look through that at least. You kind of mentioned some of the people who are coming and some kind of big names that I'm excited to see kind of come to South Dakota and have our people that end up coming to South Dakota be able to meet them. Is there anyone, not to toot anybody's horn or make you feel like anybody is less worthy, but is there anyone that or any couple that you're most excited that are able to join us for the conference to maybe get people a little more excited to register and come along? Is there anyone or couple in particular you're willing to kind of point out of your favorites?
Yeah, so I kind of jumped the gun and told you a few as I was going through the schedule, but we'll just highlight them again. Again, no, none of these speakers are any more important than the rest. But some bigger name people you may recognize. We're thankful that they're all coming. Colin Woodall, again, he's the CEO of NCBA, so he has a whole lot of experience and knowledge under his belt that he's going to be sharing a little bit with us. So we're excited that he is coming down. He's a busy man and he doesn't get to make all of the stockmanship and stewardship conferences, so we got him in South Dakota. We'll have the state vet from South Dakota, and some other veterinarians. If you're coming to the Train the Trainer, we've got a lot of good veterinarians coming. And then Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, they'll be doing the live cattle handling. And then again, I want to highlight those ESAP winners. They're coming from, we've got somebody from Kansas, Iowa, North Dakota. I think we've got another coming. So that's really exciting that we'll have other producers talking about their experiences. Sometimes you listen to the professionals talk and you think, yeah, that sounds really awesome, but can I actually implement it? So I think when we get to hear from producers who have not only implemented these practices but done it successfully and won awards, it's kind of like, wow, I could actually do that, I think.
Yeah, and I know that ESAP award's pretty prestigious if anybody hasn't heard of it before. And I think it's cool to know that they value the time to come talk with everybody and kind of do the panel too. Because I mean, it's one thing to kind of ask them to, but it's another thing that they're willing to kind of come share their knowledge and the path that they took to get there and be recognized for something like that. So I'm excited to see those folks and kind of hear their stories and hear any insightful questions that people ask and just have some really good conversation over that panel time. That's one thing that I noticed off the schedule that I was pretty excited for. And then also we've kind of talked about them, not kind of, we have, about those live cattle handling demonstrations. And I know some people might roll their eyes at that of, I've worked cattle my whole life, I know what I'm doing. But there's something interesting about watching other people do the thing that we've kind of always done. You'll watch people handle cattle and innately everybody does things slightly different, but it's always kind of cool to see people who this is, they make their living doing this. They go around and kind
Right.
of talk about the things that, we tend to think forget about, those kind of little nuances of don't stand directly behind them because they can't see you. I don't ever have that thought running through my head when I'm walking through a pentacabs or anything like that. So it's kind of it's I'm intrigued to see what little tidbits they're going to share with us, and just ready to sit back and watch them both kind of work their magic with some cattle. Because it's my understanding is they'll actually it does say live cattle, but we'll bring cattle out to the rodeo grounds and kind of watch Ron and Kurt kind of work their magic, correct?
Yes, they're going to be well, that's another one of those little tidbits that you'll have to come to find out about exactly what they're going to be doing. But they will be we will have live cattle, and they'll be kind of giving us some tips and tricks about the cattle handling, but they will also talk a little bit about facility design, which I think is really good to hear them talk about. You know, last week that was one of the things we kind of were looking at the facilities at the specific operation that we went to, and they kind of pointed out, you know, like this is really good, but it doesn't necessarily work if you're doing this, or, you know, this would work better in this particular, you know, if the sun's coming in this into your barn this way, then this facility is going to work better. And like you said, those are things that we don't think about as often as they do. And so it was just kind of mind-blowing, like, oh wow, okay. And so yeah, we'll have them come in and show us some cool stuff.
I tried to weasel it out for the listeners of another little fun little tidbit. I did not succeed. So, hey,
It may
that
be one of those things that you guys find out when I find out.
try to weasel my little tidbits out when I can, but every once in a while I don't quite get there. But if I wasn't already registered for this event, kind of through talking with you some more, I mean, we've talked about it just with being coworkers and things, but the more details you've shared, if I wasn't already registered, I would be heading to the website right now to get registered to go. But kind of with that, where can folks register, and is there a cost associated with registration for the event?
Yes, so because you know it is a 2-day event and you'll have meals provided for you and whatnot and a lot of really good content, there is going to be a registration fee of $75, and you can register at stockmanshipandstewardship.org, and you should be able to find the specific Watertown link on there. And register that way. Students are at a discounted rate of $25. We just want to make it a little more affordable. You know, we were all in school one time and you're really not rolling in the dough. And so that will be the fee associated with registration. However, I think I may have jumped the gun on you again, but I'm going to tell you about a funding opportunity that makes it a little more easier for you as a producer to be able to come to this event. So, if you go to the NCBA's website, you'll be able to find the Rancher Resilience Grant. So, this grant is designed to support producers and make it so that they are able to attend these educational events. Sometimes it's the money that makes it a little difficult. Sometimes it's time. But if one of those two can give, then that makes it a little easier for us to get out there and learn. And so we're going to make the financial aspect a little easier. So there's a few steps that you'll have to take to apply, and it is a reimbursement. So you'll get refunded essentially after you know, kind of front the cost for this event, but that's a really awesome opportunity to be able to come kind of free. You know, it kind of makes the whole experience free.
Because I think with that, I was reading into that grant a little bit, mostly because selfishly I'm trying to convince my dad to make the trip up. So we'll see if I can twist his arm a little harder to get him to come up and see his favorite daughter. We'll see if I convince him to do that. But it covers not only their registration, but I want to say it covers about like 2 nights of a hotel even while they're here.
Yeah, so for this particular event, which you'll be able to, if you go to the website, There are some certain events that have kind of a fixed grant amount. So no matter how much you spend or, don't spend, if you are approved to receive the grant, you'll get a fixed amount. So for the Stockmanship and Stewardship Watertown, South Dakota event, June 26th through the 28th, the fixed amount is $468. So, you could spend 2 nights in a hotel. We're providing your meals, or most of them. And then that would also cover your registration. So,
So all I'm hearing is it sounds like it could be an early 4th of July vacation for some people to
right.
kind of get off the ranch or get off the farm and come
Yes.
not only have some good information during the day, but also have some extra time to go just enjoy some time away from home even. So definitely look into the grant opportunity that's being graciously provided. And you did mention it's a couple extra steps, but to be able to reimburse yourself for the time investment is always kind of a nice perk. And even if you didn't apply for that, the $70 registration is a steal for the amount of information you're going to get, the people that are coming, the hands-on activities that you're going to be able to take a part of. We're not going to kind of, well, I shouldn't say we, this is Addie's thing. I'm just kind of helping her promote and kind of helping on the backside of things. But she's bringing in all of these good speakers, and they're not going to be speakers that just sit in front of a room and talk at you. They're definitely going to kind of want to talk with you and have that hands-on learning as well. But Addie, before we wrap up, I suppose, we could probably sit and yap for a really long time. But before we kind of sign off, is there anything else that we maybe haven't talked about that you want to share, or any kind of final details?
I don't think so. I'm just gonna bring up the dates one more time. So we've got June 26th is that Train the Trainer event. And then the 27th through the 28th is the public really meet of the Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference. And that is in Watertown at the Coddington County Extension Center, here in South Dakota.
Perfect. Well, folks, that's a wrap on this episode, at least for today. And we've chewed the fat, we've grilled the expert, who is Addie in this case, and tenderized all the facts that we can get about the Stockmanship and Stewardship Conference. And if you have any questions for our South Dakota listeners about beef quality assurance within South Dakota or the conference itself, again, I'll kind of repeat the dates too, Addie, of this is happening on June 26th through the 28th in Watertown. Don't hesitate to reach out to her and be sure to register for the conference at stockmanshipandstewardship.org. This has been Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef cattle. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information. Whether you're team ribeye or a brisket believer, remember, life's too short for tough meat and boring conversations. Until next time, stay rare, stay juicy, and don't let anyone tell you their cow conference is more moving than ours.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef. We invite you to visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information, as well as subscribe to the show on Spotify. You will also find show notes and resources from today's episode. Until next time, remember, success is not a goal, it's a byproduct.